talking about adulty things.
Yep.
There are skills that we just don't learn in life. Some of us still don't have them.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, Ashley Baylor, News 8 in studio. Can I ask what your age range is?
I'm 41 for those playing the home game.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Well, you seem pretty well equipped. Like, you know, you could get through life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could do stuff.
Teach us a few things.
Your husband's in the military. He goes away. You handle everything.
And right? He was just gone for the last 2 weeks. He was on a military exercise in Sweden. So,
yeah,
I got to figure it out.
Yeah, you got to do stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a class that caught our attention.
It did.
It's like adulty things 101. And we get the person on. She's like, well, it's not really a class. We just get people together and we kind of talk.
Make them aware.
I'm like, they don't need you to get together.
No, do it on their own. Yes.
They get together and you teach them. Right. That sounds like a class. Yeah. I don't know what you want to call it.
But they're not even teaching. They're like connecting.
Yes.
They're connecting them so they can talk about stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Whatever Gen Z word they're using now. That I can't keep up with.
It's like, wow, brilliant. Someone came up with an idea. Like, we got to teach younger people skills that used to be taught by their parents.
Right.
Or in school through metal shop or home ec or whatever.
Yeah.
Great. It's like, not so much.
Nope.
AJ in Milford is on. Uh-oh. How old are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm 30.
30.
You're 30.
All right.
Okay.
30. But, yeah, I think it's important just for, you know, younger people, you know, around 18, 19 to start investing. The simple Roth IRA or whatever it might be, you know, you don't realize by the time you're 30 what a $50 a week could really do in those 10, 12 years. And it can really help you out.
It's a lot of weed. Term.
So important. It's so
amazing.
Important.
Totally.
I was in an office full of kids.
Yeah.
It was like I was the youngest one. I was 18. I think the oldest one was like 25, 26.
Uh-huh.
Not kids, but mostly. And we did this whole thing where we had to rate things 1 to 10, what's important. And the only thing I remember on there is like planning for retirement. How do you rate it?
Yeah.
In this office, we all was like 1.
Nice.
Or 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And we had this whole conversation about if you start investing now. And that whole thing changed my life. I started 401k at 18.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be a Walmart greeter myself.
Were you on the radio one time?
Yeah, I was.
No, but, all right. So that's got to be first, right?
Yeah.
Save for your future.
Yes.
Don't count on something being there.
Right, or get really hurt and sue somebody.
when did you start saving?
I've been saving forever, but I didn't really start investing until the last couple of years.
Okay.
But that's why, you know, I got friends that started the tiniest bit when they were 18, and now they have a nice lump sum, and they can go even further with that, obviously. But I tell the young people that work for me that they should really just, that's what they should be doing.
Yeah, I pursue beer futures. Boy, I pursue it. Woo!
All right, thank you.
You got it.
All right. Owen and Danbury, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Have you started investing yet?
Yeah, I have a 401k set up.
Wow.
Awesome.
And you?
Awesome.
Yeah. I do construction. So when I go on a state job, they give me the extra state benefit, which goes into my 401k.
And plus doing construction is hard work.
Great. So you're working right out of school.
Yeah, I'm working right now. I'm driving a rock truck right now.
What do you mean?
So, like, I'm driving, like, a big dump truck right now.
Oh, badass.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, that kind of rock.
Right. So,
rocking to the rock station, so
like
good.
Cocaine or...
driving a tour bus.
Right. That's one way to make money.
Yep.
So you went right out of high school...
Yep, I started working for the town once I graduated high school, but they weren't paying well, so I needed a better job. So I went into construction.
Got a CDL, good stuff?
Yeah, all that. Took a while, but...
See, someone would drive right now. He's got a CDL. He's driving a friggin' rock truck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, an overachiever,
good for you.
Yeah.
He's got a 401k. He's 18. He's got a 401k. He's got a job.
Yep.
Are you living at home?
I do live at home.
That's all right.
Save every penny.
Yeah. A lot of parents say that. Why don't you just stay here and save money and save up for a house?
But you got to save, though. You can't just stay there and do nothing. No. You got to save
the
money.
You got to save. Yeah.
My parents remind me from the time I was 18. They were like, you got to get out. You got to get out.
Right.
Got to get your own phone bill. I didn't go to college. My sister went to college. So she's, she got to stay on the phone bill and everything.
Every
they were like, get out.
Every birthday card. Have a birthday, get out.
Oh, you're 19. Right. Time to go.
It says, get out of my birthday cake.
Right. Yeah, dude. They were...
So,
get out.
What's your future plan?
So, I think I'm just going to keep working here until I could save up some money, but I'm not sure what I want to do with my life yet. But I figured this is just a step in a direction.
Yeah, that's a good step.
Having self-discipline to do certain things is tremendous.
Yeah, ahead of the game already.
You get up every day, you go to work.
Yep.
You put money away. These are all great things. You know that you got to save for a house.
Wait,
that's awesome.
That is great! The boss is listening to the radio.
I kind of figured that one out.
Oh, that was incredible.
We'll let you get back to work.
Yes, get back to work.
All right, awesome.
We were just talking about life skills we should all have.
Yep.
What do you think? Call them in. And then we'll go around the room and see who has what.
Nice.
Pat, my friend, texted me, making a bed.
Making a bed I can do.
Yeah. But do you?
On occasion.
Okay. There's the difference.
I'll at least take the bed sheet and put it like over, you know, and just make it look like I did.
Okay. Just like sweeping everything under the carpet.
Basically, yeah. Minimal.
Top layer's good. Everything else underneath, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Most times I put a futon.
I have to. It's almost the first thing I do every morning.
You know, there was one of these graduation speeches where some admiral got up and said, you got to start by that. That's your first accomplishment. Every day you get out of bed, you make your bed.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I just.
That's kind of like your life, though.
Right.
You just kind of just throw a sheet over
exactly. My whole life. Describe life.
Right. Yeah.
Most times I'm in a futon anyway, so I'm good.
Right.
It's a good message, though. It's an easy win every day. You start by accomplishing something, and now you're in that mode already.
Yeah, you didn't even walk out of the house, and you made your bed.
Right.
You're still in your room. You got something done.
Yeah.
You made something better.
Yeah. See, for me, putting my underwear on without falling over is good.
Okay, that's good. You know how to put your underwear on.
It's an achievement, yes. Right. Exactly.
Some days that is the bar.
Yes, it is. It's like, fall forward, I'm good.
Well, what should be on this list? All right, so making a bed.
Making a bed, yes, definitely.
My son is 32. He'll come over the house. And, you know, he's a neat person, but he just doesn't believe in making the bed.
Right, just sleeping in a couple hours from now, yeah.
That's his thought.
Right.
Why would I make the bed?
Exactly.
Then I'll be back here.
Then I got to unmake it. Then I got to make it again. There's times of wasting.
Yeah.
Things will be happening during this time.
But he'll leave to go back to Vegas, and he'll leave the bed, kind of like what you do. You just throw the...
Right.
Like, no, you pull everything tight.
It's a memento. Let you know I was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you think fondly of me.
You throw the comforter over to distract from the fact you haven't washed the sheets in 2 years.
Right.
That's right.
Wash sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you wash the sheets?
Probably should wash them a lot more often. I'm probably good for like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Relax, dude.
Dude!
Yeah.
Dude.
No, I was
it's
there.
It's not like I wrestle pigs for a living and I go home.
Yeah, but you sweat, you walk around, your skin flakes off. That's all in the sheet, you weirdo.
I don't sweat like a pig.
When you're sleeping, you don't think you sweat.
I don't sweat.
Sweating and shedding.
Sweating and shedding.
You're sweating and shedding all over your sheets.
Hey, he makes you sound like a bearded dragon.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. AJ's going to have pink eye in 3 days and be like, I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
You're going to have a black eye in about friggin' 5 seconds.
I'll know what happened.
Yes, you will. When you wake up.
Clean your sheets, you weirdo.
Up, you will.
The washer's going to get clogged with just like skin. Dead skin.
It's going to fall apart in the washer. It's going to turn into like toilet paper.
Every 6 months. And I'll bet that you probably meant like every year.
No, every 6 months. Okay. But most of the time, I spend a futon anyway.
So what, do you have it written on a calendar?
No, it just kind of happens that way.
Like spring?
Exactly. A ground then fall? Pops up and I do it.
You kind of know at some point.
Summer solstice, time to wash sheets.
That's a good way to remember.
Yeah. I go back times of the year, Christmas, okay.
I did see Ashley's chair slide a little further away from you after that.
I'm not one to talk. I'm going to say that.
How often do you do your sheets?
I do my sheets probably once a month, but I should do more often because I put bronzer on, so my side of the bed is brown.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. Disgusting.
Right.
So I should do it more.
It's like a landing area.
But I'm a massive pig.
Right. Yeah.
You know whose side of the bed is whose.
Right. They're right. Tan shards.
Chaz and AJ. Michelle and Hamden.
Hi. Okay, so this is so gross. There's
Thank you.
Little bugs called dust mites.
Yeah, they got to eat too.
They
eat your I'm feeding the dust
mites. They go in your sheets and they eat your dead skin cells.
Okay, so that's good. That helps me out then. I have to clean it.
What happens after you eat,
like a
AJ?
Fish.
Right.
I don't know. It's terrible. I mean, I don't know, man. I do it once a week. And
once a week?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we do ours once a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, ugh. oh my God, there's bugs. Doesn't that bother you? Like,
obviously it doesn't.
Bugs.
No.
There's dust mites everywhere. You're never going to get rid of dust.
Exactly
mites.
Right.
Like
you can get rid of the ones in your sheets,
exist.
Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have skin mites too. Don't look those up.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen those. Yep.
I think in the span of a lifetime, you swallow 8 spiders in your sleep. I find that a little more disturbing.
Yeah, they do. They just come walking in.
You've never seen AJ's dust mite circus.
Yeah, I have dust mite palooza.
When you saw adult-y stuff on the show grid, did you not think this was going to boomerang and hit you in the head?
I knew it would. I'm like, yep, target AJ.
Yeah,
yep,
okay.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for the terrifying thought.
I heard her throw up in her mouth a little.
That's good.
I know.
That's good. I'm here to help.
Thanks. Have
all
a good
right.
day.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Yeah, when we're all off the grid, be like, hey, I should have learned what he did. You know, I'd be sitting there going, oh, I haven't washed my sheets in a month, but there's no power, there's no electricity because like Armageddon happened. What am I going to do?
That's your argument.
Exactly.
For not washing your sheets. Like, well, during Armageddon, I'm going to be fine.
Who'll be the smart one then?
When the zombies come, they're going after the folks that smell like bounce. That's right.
That's right.
That's going to have the final suck over here. Final touch. Kill me.
Yeah, when you people don't have water and can't wash your sheets.
Right. When you smell
who's going to be used to it?
Exactly.
Me.
Right.
I just had a thought. The cleanest bed AJ's been in the last 6 months was at the hospital.
Oh, no.
AJ, wash your sheets,
wash
man.
Wash your sheets,
it's
man.
Time.
You're going to enjoy pretty soon to yourself there, man.
It's time.
Is that okay. Adulting? Like beating the crap out of somebody? Shut up! You saying?
Yeah, call in the...
I'll go to the range later. Hold
six
on
months.
Target.
I don't even think it's 6 months. I think you wanted to make it sound better than it is.
Yeah, you know, three to 6 months, you know. It's not every week. It's not every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you sneeze and see dust.
Right. Right. When the dust mites probably went different menu. They went fresher food.
Yeah.
Now, leftovers again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Tupperware of me in it.
What? Joe the Barber.
This is brutal.
Thank you.
AJ, you're all right, man. You can live the way you live.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about the kids with respect of showing eye contact when you shake hands. That social skill, the kids don't have it.
Yeah.
I see.
That is a good one.
Like shaking hands, dead fish. Yep.
You know, I mean, since 2020, a lot of kids lost that interaction.
Yeah, look up.
Yep.
Look into my eyes.
Actually talk to me.
Shake my hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking down at their phone. No communication. It's just so weird what they really lost.
Eye contact.
You know, the kids. Yeah, big deal. Big, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
But AJ, AJ, we got to clean the sheets, buddy.
I will. I promise. Yes, I'm going to look them clean. Yeah.
He started by saying you can live any way you want, and he gets off the phone saying, clean your sheets.
All right, right, right.
For you. Just do a nice thing for yourself.
Right.
You will. The summer solstice is next month.
Exactly. That's right. It's almost time. It's almost time.
Spring
harvest.
Ahead, fall back when you change the battery in your smoke detector.
Wait, what?
The sheets that year.
Right.
Spring ahead, fall back.
Mine's hardwired.
Clock changes.
That's adulty.
Yep.
Thing. Right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right, guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So making a bed, AJ, you're a no.
Right.
Doing dishes.
Oh, I do. Like
you
I
do dishes.
Oh, yeah. The second I'm done cooking, I'm already cleaning it already.
Perfect.
Before I even eat, I'm like all the pots and pans I used are
okay.
Ready.
So you cook and you clean the
yes,
dishes.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. You don't leave them like laying on a table somewhere.
Nope.
You don't leave them in the bedroom. You don't leave them on the...
I can't go to bed as long as there's dirty dishes, yeah.
Perfect.
Forks, the whole nine yards.
All right, that's mine. I like to cook, but once I'm done with my meal, I just like, I'm just going to sit here.
Really?
We'll get to it tomorrow.
All those food mites, man.
Well, no, you're right. It is my... That's my thing. I have a hard time with that
one. It's all roaches, man.
I don't have roaches.
You will!
That felt good. That felt good.
They don't sit for 6 months, you weirdo.
You gotta be able to walk for 6 months, you know, knock it off.
I just think that whoever cooks, the other one should clean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
I would have dishes sitting there for 3 years.
Tony.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
Pretty well. AJ, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So I have to tell you that about 8 years ago, I took my youngest daughter to get her driving permit. And we had all the documents all set, and the written test went well. The road test was great. She passed. We get to that desk where they take your photo, and she's so excited for them to hand her, you know, her driver's license. And the clerk asked her something, and she, like, whipped her head at me back, and this flash of terror came over her face, and she said, "Mom, how do I write a signature?" She was so confused. She had never even written with a pen throughout all of her schooling. It was a keyboard.
Which school and system?
Seriously.
Trumbull. Yeah. Never, whoa, ever wrote. Never learned.
Had to
cursive.
Sign nothing all those years.
I hated cursive class.
So did I.
Never.
Yeah. Big A, little A. Big
I
little
couldn't
A.
write anything right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It winds up being like a doctor's signature, and you know,
yeah,
like a Rorschach test.
Well, what's yeah, your signature, AJ?
Mine's just a quick, you know, AJ.
That's mine.
Okay,
it's two squiggles.
Yeah, mine is.
They're squiggles. You would not be able to say Charles or Chaz is in there anywhere.
Mine's like it says Al Z.
Yeah, let me see that.
Yeah,
I think that's wise because it's hard to replicate,
but it works.
Oh, my God. But can you write any word in cursive right now?
Let's see.
I haven't written cursive.
I haven't written cursive in a while.
Connoisseur is a fun one. Do connoisseur.
Yeah. I can't even spell it.
Yeah, me neither.
It's only been like 10 years. We're all, we're taking cursive.
You know
classes.
What? I can't.
Yeah.
I print a lot.
That's the thing. If you don't do it on a regular basis, you can't do it. I print everything.
Yeah. I used to have a really nice... You know, really nice handwriting and cursive and signature. And now I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
But imagine never doing it. Like, she thought it was like an ampersand. Or a, you know what
hello.
I mean? When they said, write a signature here. She's
yeah.
like, what is a signature?
It's a lost art.
I failed. I accept it.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about adulty things earlier.
Yeah.
And I guess cursive.
Yeah.
No one needs it
anymore.
They're
not teaching. Yeah, they're not teaching it.
It's funny because on your computer, you can have your own electronic signature, and you could pick the signature.
Yeah.
What?
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you electronically sign documents. Now,
yeah. Yeah.
And this happened big time during COVID. You could pick your signature.
That's nice.
You could pick.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
It could kind of look like print, or it could be very signature-y.
Right. More like John Hancock style.
You could also sign it, and then you could scan it on some of the DocuSign.
That's
stuff.
What I did. I didn't even know. It's like, what? I did so many extra steps.
Oh, no. You could just pick your signature.
Wow. Life got easier.
Try putting that on an album cover when a kid comes to your concert, though, you know?
Yeah, right. Right. All right, Tony. Thank you.
Let's leave blood. There you go.
Ciao, ciao.
All right.
Chow chow.
Chow chow.
Chow chow.
Chow chow. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hi. I have a comment to that woman, about that woman, about her kid.
Okay.
I'm really pissed.
You're mad.
Right. Why?
Yeah, it's like, why are kids not learning how to write? You don't even know what a signature is. You not know the word. I mean, do they not teach you grammar either? I don't know.
I have no idea anymore.
It just really, I just don't understand how they're going so backwards. These kids can't do anything anymore.
Look, okay, taught print, cursive, how to read a clock.
How to read a clock. There you go.
With hands,
I mean,
on
really,
it.
You don't know how to write your name? I mean, that is just pathetic. You're 16 years old getting your driver's license, and you can't find your name.
I love your energy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane. Who does that? The
how old are you?
The whole system has failed. How old am I?
Yeah.
63.
Okay. And your kids could sign your names.
Yes. Yes. Thank God for that. Right. But you know, it's
have
like
you learned how
generation
to turn a radio down behind you?
Yes, I just realized that. Well, you're so hysterical. yeah, I just realized that. But I'm just so furious over so many things. Don't even get me going about politics, please.
Okay.
Okay. I try to stay away from
all day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right,
I get
you.
That off my chest. Have
Thank
a great day.
You.
She's
bye.
Signing off.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. I just got a little comment here on that signature deal.
Okay.
And here's
okay.
the reason why. No, here's the reason why nobody can sign anymore. Because they don't want these young kids to look to read the Constitution. When we all die, that us can read it. When we die, they're not going to be able to read it because they didn't
there's
learn
no
cursive.
Printed text of it?
No. It's all in cursive. Yeah, I mean, you can get it printed.
If I read the original.
Yes. The scroll.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah, there's
want,
printed
they don't want
text
the
of it.
There has to be, yeah.
But they don't want the kids to read it. They don't want the kids to be able to read it so they can change it. Think about
that's,
it. That's all. It's just a thought.
Wait, do you really think that?
I don't believe that's true, but I think that's what they're trying to do.
Then you believe it's true if you think it's that's what they're trying to do.
Yes and no. I'm skeptical on it.
Skeptical.
But I believe there's something about not teaching these kids to read, write, cursive writing. Because they want to change something that we don't know.
It's like a conspiracy.
It's
right.
Behind us. It
sounds like a conspiracy
the
theory.
The aliens.
Yeah, it might be. It
okay.
could be.
All right.
I'm not for it, but I mean that's something that goes through my head all the time when I hear this.
Huh.
Okay. What else goes through your head?
Just curious.
Hey, do you really want to know, Chaz? I'm not telling you. Bye.
All right. We'll see you.
So, okay.
Hey, you know, everybody has thoughts.
Yeah.
This is an open forum.
Yeah.
You
know, go for it. Yeah.
Everyone's welcome.
Right.
So apparently cursive kind of fell out of style because cursive was initially invented for fountain pens because lifting them up would blotch. So you would use
just
cursive
keep going,
to keep it going.
Yeah.
Right.
But it fell out due to, you know, technology and just
click pens.
Grammar.
Yep.
Just teaching kids how to read.
Right.
Cursive, you don't need to write anymore. You type.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Chaz and AJ. Renee Branford.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, ask any kid under 20 what comes after the letter K. I bet they don't know it.
Really?
They don't know. They don't know
really?
The alphabet. My daughter's 17 years old, and she does not know the alphabet.
Wow.
She doesn't know the alphabet.
No, seriously.
She's 17. She goes to Branford. And doesn't know the alphabet.
Don't get pulled over.
neither do the people that organize the albums at Walmart, because that's how I figured out she didn't know the alphabet.
Wait.
Okay.
The albums at Walmart.
Yeah. So we were checking out the albums, right?
They're never in order.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's, yeah.
We had albums here back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
you spent a lot of time looking for albums. All right, here's the other thing.
My daughter's old school. She loves Jimi Hendrix, the Allman Brothers, things like that, right?
That's good, yeah.
Hey, Renee.
She's like, let me see if they have a Jimi Hendrix.
Renee.
Yeah.
Renee.
What's up?
Do you feel any responsibility that your daughter doesn't know the alphabet?
Oh, because I didn't sing that stupid song to her when she was little? No, that's not my job.
Like maybe you should have taught her that before she was five.
Right.
No, that's not a regular
It's everybody thing. Else's fault.
No, I'm saying
she doesn't know the alphabet, and it's her teacher's fault, not yours.
The kids, they don't know what comes after the letter K.
Okay, whose fault is that?
I don't know whose fault it is, but
teacher.
Is it important to know it? I don't know.
When you get pulled over at night, it is.
I think it is important.
When a cop asks you. recite it all the time.
That's right.
Yep.
They can't even say it forwards, let alone backwards. But I mean, like, my girl, I'm proud of her, right? She's 17. She's got a turntable. She loves albums, right? But she's looking for albums, and she doesn't know, like, how to find them, man. It's just weird.
All right. Well, sometimes there's the Doobie Brothers. Would you file that under D or B?
Oh, by the way, yeah, she saw them front row at Mohegan Sun.
Do you know how to answer a question?
Focus.
What you would file it under D because it's not a name of a person. It's
That's right.
Nice.
That's
See?
Right. Bruce Springsteen would be filed under what?
Asshole. No, I'm sorry.
Wait, Bruce Springsteen would be filed under asshole.
Right.
Okay.
No,
I don't think I'd find it. I'd be looking all day.
Right.
Okay. What time did you start drinking?
It's just a little upsetting when I'm like, Sophia, what comes after the letter D?
No, we're
like,
going back to this.
Right.
Well, no, it's kind of weird, man.
This isn't weird at all.
I mean, I didn't sing her the alphabet song when she was little.
No, and that's on you.
Yeah.
I know.
You got to teach her things.
Start singing it now to her.
Oh, she knows.
Start singing it now. Today.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
Do you know the alphabet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Okay, watch your eyes.
All right.
But
walk this straight line. All right, Renee, thank you.
Good job.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.